so much for joining us today right here on Progressive Radio Network, Gary Knowles Network, and that is at PRN.FM. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, bringing you the natural nurse and Dr. Z, and we're actually broadcasting right here, and we're so happy to be with you today and all the days 24/7, since you can visit us on the archives at PRN.FM anytime, day or night. And not only our show, The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, but the many excellent, cutting-edge radio shows that are chock-full of the best minds and the best information available anywhere, right here on Progressive Radio Network. So today, we're very happy to have as our guest Mr. Gregory Hoag. Gregory is a scientist, best-selling author, and artist, and he has been researching sacred geometry and consciousness for over 40 years. Following a major spiritual awakening, which he experienced as what's known as a kundalini experience, and we'll let him describe to you guys if you don't know what that is, in 1982, he started offering energetic tools through his company, Metaforms. He is recognized as one of the leading worldwide experts in sacred geometric technologies for improving health, raising consciousness, reducing stress, manifesting intent, and clearing emotional and electromagnetic interference, which is a much bigger problem now than when Gregory started in this field. So I'm so happy to introduce to you Mr. Gregory Hoag. Welcome, Gregory.
Thank you, Ellen. It's fun to be here.
Now, I do want to tell our listeners the best place. Sometimes they want to look online simultaneously, and what I was giving as a contact is metaforms.net. Is that the best way to find you and your information?
It's one of the ways. There is... Also, I Connect to All is another website, but let's stay with the metaforms.net. It's simpler at the moment. We're just transitioning to a new website.
Okay, but I'm sure once you have that up, there'll be a link, because I went to metaforms.net, and I'd like to introduce our listeners to how you and I met, because I've been involved in energy medicine also for many, many decades, and I was actually doing a presentation on energy medicine in Boulder, Colorado. And you came over and introduced yourself. You were very, very familiar with everything we were discussing. And you invited me to your phenomenal facility outside of Boulder, Colorado. And when I got there and saw the geometric formations that you conceived of, developed, and put together, I knew that I had seen your work really all over the world at individuals' homes who I had been in and other shops where they sell energy devices. So really, you are the master of those geometric metaforms.
Well, thank you. I certainly have been doing it a long time, and it's something I almost have no choice but to continually share what it is that I'm experiencing on the higher dimensional levels. And you know, you were mentioning the kundalini that really kicked this into another level for me, which was over 30 years ago now. I was working with a lot of meditation, doing things with pyramids at that time. That was the method of experimentation, and sleeping in a pyramid that cost about $50,000 to build because of the precision, the amount of crystals we had in it, and so forth, it set off this energy flow within my body, which in Eastern mysticism, in India, they refer to as kundalini, that is the energy coming up from the earth. And it was literally moving through my body so strongly that there were holes being burned in my feet where it would blister and peel and blister and peel. And there was a hole being worked through my feet just from trying to deal with the energy, because it's like trying to run 220 volts through a 110 circuit.
I want to stop you there for 1 second, Gregory.
Sure.
Because just to, although some people may be listening, may be very involved in this kind of experience, and others may not, I just want to verify what you're talking about, because a very similar situation occurred to me when I was initiated by a very high-level Buddhist monk who was here in the New York area, and I was invited to participate in a meditation that he ran. And actually, I was the only non-Asian person invited, which I thought was interesting. But he went around the room and did an exercise where he opened those channels for each participant, and he did it by placing his thumb on what would be called the third eye area, which of course you know what that is, but if anyone doesn't, it's in the middle of your forehead, and just flicking his thumb along with sacred techniques that we were participating in. And do you know, I got blisters from that point all the way down the front of my body that lasted about 2 weeks. So it's not like you're just making this up. This is a known experience when this energy charge actually is activated.
Well, you know, it's an energy that starts to align us with something much greater, much more than what we've been familiar with in our life, at least up to that point for me. And what it precipitated was an ability on my part to start to almost see, know, communicate with higher dimensions of this reality. And so we often look at the world we live in, this third dimension, and say, well, this is all there is, and often science works with this is the only reality. But when we start seeing that this is a small part of a much, much bigger context, and that we have to deal with the whole and the whole of who we are, which is much more than this third dimensional character. You know, it's like we're spiritual beings, and that really opened me up to that higher aspect of who I was, and that there is a soul, a part of us that is unchanging except for the growth cycles it goes through, but it's immortal, we should say. And that particular aspect of us is wanting to come through into this reality, and this is our opportunity to express and learn a great deal for this higher aspect of ourselves.
Now, of course, when this occurred, it was an event that occurred. You remember it happening, but you had been working on spiritual techniques. It wasn't, you were just walking down the street and riding a motorcycle, and it happened.
For me, absolutely. I've been working since I graduated from college in 70, and I started out in science and math, and by the time I ended up graduating, I was studying literature and art, and found that the two are much closer together than I imagined when I started. And so I was spending many years in meditation, working with form, starting to explore this realm when this experience happened, and this kicked me to another level of understanding and an ability to start to see things that exist prior to physical manifestation. And what I mean by that is there is energy supporting this entire reality, and what happens is that this physical reality fills the energy matrix almost like Jell-O fills a mold. When Jell-O is heated, it's warmed, it's very active, but as it cools, it starts to take the shape of the fold, the more the form that it's in. And this is what is happening literally with higher dimensions that are moving through into the physical dimension, flowing just like water downhill into the greatest density as things slow here, then we start to work with it in the third dimension as a physical object. But as you know, and as we talked about before, understanding the whole cascade of energy and understanding the largest part of who we are allows us to work on other levels energetically in order to work with the physical as well, just as what we're finding with working with emotions, working with stress that happens on the mental level, that happens on the emotional level, and by working on those levels, we can affect the physical. And so it goes even further up into the psychological, the psychic, the spiritual. There are many levels of energy that can move into the body when we allow, when we support, and that movement of energy is what helps us in our overall health, in our consciousness, our well-being.
Well, I would just like to expand on that a little bit, because I actually believe that these various levels of energy, because I believe so much in their reality and have experienced them personally as you have, are actually coming in regardless of whether someone is inviting them or aware of it or not. I think even when we look at science and the exchange of molecules, we know that if we're sitting in a chair, we are actually physically becoming the chair, and the chair is physically becoming us in every moment, and that there's an absolute exchange whether or not we have focused on it and we're aware of it. However, when the higher our awareness about it becomes, the more we are actually able to aid in the formation instead of it just being a random exchange.
There's a lot of truth to that. Certainly intent is one of the biggest components for the success of our well-being and how we view reality.
And
however,
I'd also like to interject one other thing at this point, because you gave me, when I came to visit your beautiful studio, and I know we try to do this particular radio show as a visual show as well, which really is very important for people to take a look at metaforms.net and look at your store site so they can actually see some of the beautiful sacred geometric forms that you've created. But when I was there visiting you, you also gave me one of your newer devices, which is called iConnect. And it's a very small device and very cost-effective device. And when you hold it, one of the things I was able to experience, besides a very palpable pulsing in my hand that was just unquestionable, it wasn't like, well, maybe, I don't know, you know, it was a very strong pulsation, that if you sit with it in meditation, you are actually very much more able to tap into that conscious exchange of energy and then interject your intent for an outcome or just for general healing and goodness. And I found that it seems to be something that modulates and increases your ability to walk between those worlds.
Absolutely. You see, that's been the crux of everything I've been doing for the last 40 years. Because here we are, we're spiritual beings, and we are designed to be a conduit, to move energy from the higher dimensional levels into the physical dimension, into this third dimension. However, there are so many things in this dimension that block that flow of energy. The toxins in our environment block that flow. All of the electromagnetic frequencies, the cell phones, this is a pollution that blocks that flow of energy from higher self. Our emotional body, which really comes down to just one emotion, and that emotion is fear. Now, I'm talking about what comes from the physical body that we've inherited as a spiritual being. It's like the love, the joy that we experience as a human being, is really the higher aspects of our being coming through that tell us we're on the right track. But nevertheless, people are laboring under an emotional body that disconnects them from source that disconnects them from clear thought, from the energy that's necessary for well-being and health. Because it's my understanding and experience that almost every single, not almost, every single disease, difficulty that we have in our life is a reflection of where we've denied or blocked this flow of energy from higher self, from the higher dimensions. And so what I have been focusing on all these years is to create tools that help us create resonance with these higher dimensions and thus allow energy to flow, allow energy to come into our body to support us not only in health, but to support us in our sense of well-being, to support us in our ability to manifest. And in the changes that we're going through at this time in history, you know, 2012, and what people are referring to is a tremendous influx of energy and thus opportunity for change and growth. And for human beings to be able to meet this challenge of energy shift, it really takes tools that I see that I've been creating to support them in allowing the energy to flow gracefully, in allowing them to be able to be on top of the wave and riding it rather than be in reaction. And it's so amazing to watch how little things throw us off. I often work with people with muscle testing to show them that every single little negative thought, it disconnects us.
Let's not. I know you think that I know what muscle testing is, and you know, and some of our listeners certainly may be familiar with it. For instance, chiropractors use it more for testing the strength of muscles and seeing where they should evaluate the spine. But what are you talking about when you're talking about muscle testing, Gregory?
Kinesiology is working with the body where, you know, in this case, I do it in a dramatic way, so I have people hold their arm out and simply put some light pressure on their arm. Then I ask them to think of something that makes them unhappy or sad. 100% of the time, they go weak. They cannot hold their arm up. I could talk about, you know, what's going on with the tornadoes in the country, or what's going on around the world with the uprisings in Europe, et cetera, and, you know, in the Middle East. And so what happens with every single negative thought that gets shared, you know, constantly during the day, people talking about the election, what's going on, people have opinions, and all of these things weaken people. They disconnect them, their arm goes down. I can even show people that if you take a chair and lean it against the wall, they go weak. And everyone looks at me like, what just happened?
Yeah, why would that happen?
It happens because it works when people see me put the chair against the wall and it's tipped over so it's out of balance. You see, we judge our reality constantly. We are taking in so much information every nanosecond. And when something's out of balance, when something's off place or out of place, we judge it as such, and we disconnect. We disconnect inside. And this happens every time someone judges something. You know, someone's driving down the street and, ooh, I don't like that car, or there's, you know, that woman's dress looks ugly, or the cat throws up on the carpet. All of these things constantly disconnect us. And when I say disconnect, energy is not flowing in the body, and it's not moving from the higher aspects of ourself. That place where, you know, so many different teachers talk about, we are successful in manifesting when we are in a good place, when we're in a loving place, when we're in a joyful place. And so people make effort to try to rearrange their thinking. You know, Norman Vincent Peale started years ago talking about being happy can cure you, you know, having a good attitude. And, you know, the reason is it gets people out of this stuck place, and they don't realize how frequently that happens because of our judgments, because of all the things we hear, because of the things we're eating, because of what's going on with the toxins. You know, there's so many things that are disrupting our system inside and keeping energy from flowing that the tools I'm building help that energy flow. That's why you felt that as a pulsation. That was literally energy moving through your body. But what we've discovered, I mean, I sent you the research that we've been doing on this piece, and it's been phenomenal what goes on inside and around a person's body when they're holding this little tool. It's not just a pulsation that feels good. It's not just, oh, I have more energy. But there's something very profound going on that when people are connected, and that's what the name of this tool is about, I Connect. When people are connected to a higher aspect of themselves so that that energy can flow into this dimension, go ahead.
Well, we're at the point in the show, Gregory, where we do need to take a few minute break. We're going to listen to the Natural Medicine Chest that talks about some aspects in holistic medicine. And I do want to tell everyone to go to your website now during the break, metaforms.net. You will see some of these sacred geometric patterns and tools that Gregory has been creating all these years. Some are very large and make beautiful, really decorative ornaments that you can have in your house, and the iConnect that he's talking about, which is a really small handheld device that I have with me every day. So we will be right back, right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss an herb we all know and love, cinnamon.
Ah, spicy, sweet smell of cinnamon. Everyone recognizes the familiar aroma of this common kitchen spice. But did you know that cinnamon is an exotic plant bark with a long history of medicinal use in many countries throughout the world? Cinnamon was listed as an herb with medicinal properties in Chinese literature as early as 2700 BC. It is described in the Chinese medical text, the Tang Materia Medica, written in 659 AD. Cinnamon also enjoys traditional use in Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient healing art of India. It is mentioned in the Book of Moses and has been cultivated in Ceylon and Sri Lanka since 1200 AD, where much of the world's supply is still grown.
In Europe, cinnamon was regarded as a rare and precious spice. Many pharmaceutical substances, such as cough syrups and digestive tonics, contain cinnamon. It was also used as an incense and in perfumes. According to Chamberlain, writing in France in 1887, cinnamon possesses the greatest antiseptic properties. Cinnamon is gathered from the dried inner bark of the branches of a small tropical evergreen laurel tree. The bark is peeled off, and as the pieces are dried, they curl up into quills. These are the common cinnamon sticks that are used in herb teas and for baking.
In Chinese medicine, cinnamon is one of the most widely used warming herbs to aid in circulation and digestion. It is a common ingredient in small amounts in tea used for nausea during pregnancy. It is also used following delivery to decrease hemorrhage. Cinnamon raises vitality, warms and stimulates all the vital functions of the body, counteracts congestion, improves the digestive system, relieves abdominal spasms, and aids in peripheral circulation. The essential oils contained in cinnamon include eugenol, cinnamic aldehyde, methyl eugenol, tannins, and mannitol, which give cinnamon its sweet flavor. It also contains cinzenolin and cinzenolol, which are both known insecticides.
Try putting some liquid soap and cinnamon in a spray bottle and use on plants as an organic bug repellent. cinnamon is also included in many medicinal recipes that are used for lice, scabies, and other skin parasites. Cinnamon has antifungal, antiviral, and bactericidal activities. It has been shown to suppress E. coli, Staphylococcus, and Candida albicans.
So, listeners, the next time you inhale that sweet, spicy aroma, remember there's more to cinnamon than meets the nose as you reach into your natural medicine chest.
Joining us back from the break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And I'd like to let all our listeners know that you can actually come to many events sponsored by myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone. We're co-hosts here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And to find out when we're in your area and what we're doing live on the ground, visit naturalnurse.com. There you can find our books and our educational programs that grant certifications in many topics in natural medicine. For instance, homeopathy, herbal medicine, energy medicine, like we're speaking about today with Gregory Hoag, and many different things, nutrition, all kinds of ways you can use natural remedies for yourself and your family and get certified in how to do that. We also give lessons. For instance, we're giving a class in dowsing, and that will be in Florida on November 4th. So just go to schedules, and you'll see the many classes and workshops that you can join in on. And also, send us an email through naturalnurse.com or Facebook The Natural Nurse, and let us know what topics you'd like to hear about right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Right now, we'd like to bring back our guest, Gregory Hoag. He is a scientist, best-selling author, and artist, and has been a specialist in sacred geometry and consciousness for over 40 years. You can find out more and see the beautiful devices he has created, which are truly a combination of art and science, at metaforms.net. Thank you so much for joining us back on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, Gregory.
Oh, thank you, Ellen.
Now, I have a question also, because I did go to your actual storefront location, which is a wonderful place to visit if anyone is in Colorado, and you also had the graciousness of inviting me to your home where you have, you know, hundreds of acres of land that has beautiful natural formations on it that you have actually enhanced with some very large size sacred geometric forms.
Yes. You see, the earth has energy flows, and a great deal of what I do with the small tools that I sell to people is I energize them, I connect them often through the earth. And, for example, I had one form on my land that's about 20 feet high that has another form just like it buried next to Uluru in Australia, and that was formerly Ayers Rock. And Uluru moves energy through the planet to and connects to the point where I am here on my land. It's almost on the opposite side of the planet, and it's creating a toroidal flow through the whole planet. What that means, that's a flow of energy like the energy that makes the shape of a donut. And it's really the essential geometric flow of energy through all of creation, the way the energy flows through the body, the way the energy flows through the planet, and the way it's often described, going in through the North Pole, coming out through the South.
A good visual of that that most people could relate to, I think, is almost everyone, when they were in a science class way back when, had a bar magnet placed under a piece of paper and then iron filing sprinkled on it.
And apparently, magically, you actually can see those patterns of circular inflow and outflow that occurs around the magnetic fields of a magnet. And it's a similar pattern that does appear around the Earth as well.
The Earth, the human being, the galaxy, the way each atom, every electron, has an in-outflow to it, sometimes referred to as a black hole because energy seems to disappear, but energy then comes in on the other side. So energy is constantly coming in from the higher dimensions. And when we talk about magnetism, I mean, science really doesn't have a third-dimensional model for explaining what magnetism is. It simply happens, you know, when you have, say, a particular type of material like iron, and you arrange the molecular structure by putting a strong charge through it, it's able to conduct energy through it. And this energy magnetism is literally a fourth-dimensional energy flow, a flow of energy of the etheric. So, and when we talk about some of these higher dimensions, we interact with them all the time, but sometimes we don't realize that this is what's going on when people sometimes use magnets to help abate pain in the body, because it's moving a strong flow of energy from that field that's right around the body, the etheric, that when people use acupuncture needles, they're often very long because the needle is able to break through that etheric field that's close to the body, and it's moving energy, again, from a little bit higher dimension into the body and accentuating flow of energy and health in the body.
Now, a lot of what you're talking about may sound rather etheric to our listeners, but as you stated, you started out studying as a scientist, and everything that you do is actually scientifically validated. So let's talk about the technology behind that small device that you have that's so accessible for everyone called the iConnect.
Okay. You see, when I work with what we call sacred geometry, it's much more than just shape. You know, where sacred geometry comes from is just the understanding that as energy creates matter, the matter follows particular patterns, rhythms, and cycles, and that when we use some of those components in what it is we create, we can, again, create an energy flow, just the way a C tuning fork will start to vibrate when a C tone is played. There's a resonance. And so we're creating resonance with form, with the kinds of materials we're using. So in the iConnect, you know, what I think higher consciousness really loves is synergy. When you bring many, many, many different components together, each one adding their little bit to the whole. And the piece, the iConnect, is something that it's really been the 30, 40 years of research that I've been compiling that has led up to this as the culmination of much of what I've been working on. It has on the surface geometric components that are in a two-dimensional format, because I've found a way that I can create two-dimensional resonance with a three-dimensional form. And that three-dimensional form allows me to access even higher dimensions of reality. So that's on the surface. And inside, there are circuit boards with more antenna systems, things that we've found electronic components, where I work with certain types of oscillating crystals. I'm working with copper antenna systems where, well, let me say, inside I have more antenna systems that are mimicking energy flows in the toroidal format. I also have toroidal fiber optic antenna systems inside, working with certain levels of light. The whole shell of the iConnect has a tiny hole in the bottom and an opening in the top, and it's made out of stainless steel on the outside, so this creates a toroidal flow. All of these add to the vortexian. I mean, it's the way energy moves is through a vortex, through a spiral as it comes in and goes out of this dimension. And so I'm utilizing that with the shapes in there. I have alchemical mixes. That means particular types of minerals, particular types of rare gems and crystals crushed inside the piece that are energized in certain places on my land, and that adds to the energetic flow. The way we energize the whole piece after we have it completed is that we put it under certain frequencies of light, and we work with certain types of sound and sound frequencies in a large tube that's wrapped with wire, and we put frequencies through this tube while the piece, these small pieces are individually wrapped in purple silk, and inside forms, one inside the other, a number of different forms that are spinning in opposite directions to create other vortexian action. And this whole piece is connected to the 20-foot form I spoke about earlier that's connected to Uluru in Australia, so that it's connecting into the grid system of the planet. So all of these elements took years to put into place, and then they were brought in to this piece. Like, I have a matrix in there that I've developed, which I use an electron beam to vaporize certain oxides. And when you build up these different oxides on a substrate, like a piece of metal, what can happen is you get like small molecular-sized geometric patterns and a crystallization that allows energy to flow even more strongly through the whole piece. And so that's just some of what is going on inside this little piece that's about the size of a 50-cent coin that you can carry in your pocket.
Wow. That was a great explanation of all the things that go into the iConnect, which, by the way, is also quite beautiful. Now, you did discuss that you used an array of gems and crystals that were alchemically mixed together in special ratios, and I certainly don't expect for you to share all of those, but could you tell us one or two of the gems and crystals, the exact kind that's been used, and what kind of healing energy they tend to emit that would make you choose those particular ones?
Well, you know, one, I always follow guidance in doing all of this, and sometimes am very surprised in retrospect with what I've created and how it's worked. And one of the things that we were told to work with very strongly in this piece is ruby. And so I have a lot of raw, crushed ruby inside this piece. And the reason is that the gems help to move energy from the emotional body, from the emotional etheric level, into the physical. And you can often look at someone's field aura, people that can see that level of energy, and see that where there's a blockage around the heart, for example, that green, emerald, or pink tourmaline will support energy flow in the heart. And ruby is at the very root, is connecting to the earth. And one of the most important pieces I had in mind for the iConnect was that people are able to ground with it. They not only can reach very, very far out and become much more intuitive and have these higher energies come in, but we can only bring in so much energy if a person is not grounded. the more a person is grounded, the more they show up here in the physical and are happy to be here, the more energy they can accommodate, the more energy and change can move through them. So ruby was one of the special crystals that are in there. I work with a number of transition metals, that is, metals that you'll see used in things like touch-tone phones to allow the energy from the tip of the finger to help to activate things within the phone. Things like gallium, things like bismuth. You know, there are certain metals that not only are working in the computer industry, but what some scientists don't understand is that these are particular metals that cross over, and when in the right combination and the right quantities and used in the right way, they can help to move energy from the subtle dimensions around us into the physical as well. And so those are some other things I have in that mix.
Well, thank you for sharing that. What interesting information. And I will tell our listeners that the iConnect is actually just a beautiful thing. It's, you know, an older device that perhaps people have experienced is something called a worry stone that you just kind of hold. Sometimes it's a smooth piece of rock. And this is so intense and such a wonderful thing to bring with you. And most people I know who have tried it just describe a feeling of peace or that actual positive things begin to happen in their life. But you know, Gregory, we're at the point where we need to take one more short station identification break where our listeners get to hear about some of the other excellent shows that they can catch right here on Progressive Radio Network, Gary Knowles Network. And when we come back, I'd like to continue our discussion about a study, a scientific study that has actually been done on the iConnect device. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Dr. Z. And we'd like to bring on board our guest who has been joining us today, Mr. Gregory Hogue, scientist, best-selling author and artist, and premier sacred geometry researcher. We've been talking about the iConnect, Gregory, and that's not the only thing that you offer, but you did allow a scientist to actually investigate the iConnect on a scientific level. And you did send me that study, which is called The Device Increases the Biofield, Organ System Function, and Chakra Balance as Shown by Gas Discharge Visualization Camera. So explain to us how this was done and what the outcome was of this study.
This was exciting to me because certainly before this we had a lot of anecdotal feedback. And now we're seeing where it's coming from. You see, this device, we also included a number of placebos with this study to see if there was any effect, and there was nothing statistically significant at all with the placebos, the artificial iConnects. And when people hold the iConnect, what we did see is that within 5 minutes, that was the span of the study for each person just holding the iConnect, we saw that a person's biofield that often has many holes, leaks, wherever there are problems or issues within the body, that within 5 minutes, everything fills in and the biofield actually increases by an average of about 10-15%. And areas that were once riddled with holes or weakness actually have more energy flowing through them after holding the iConnect. Another thing that was measured were the internal organs of a person, things like the liver, the spleen, the endocrine system, what's going on with the immune system. And what we found is that where people were underactive or overactive in these systems, that the tool, the iConnect, by creating flow through the body, starts to normalize all of these systems. And so what a person was experiencing before holding the iConnect, and then after, they start to feel things feeling better in their body, because they literally are in a much better place, a much more balanced, normalized place. And even this particular device is able to measure the chakras and see how balanced they are and how much energy flow is coming through them. And in both cases where a person was out of balance, things come into balance, and where they're underproducing or there's a flow that is reduced or restricted, it increases, so more energy starts coming through. And this all happens within just 5 minutes.
And now, I want to project this, Gregory, because I noticed you are correctly, according to the FDA, using the words balanced and energized. But here on the air, we are actually still allowed to say, for however long freedom lasts on the air, that this disease, this process of even just holding the iConnect or working with sacred geometric patterns has actually cured diseases in thousands of individuals. And I know you have many testimonials, which you have even taken down because the FDA is so aggressively going after anyone who says anything can cure a disease that is not a drug or a surgical procedure. But these kinds of energy balancing techniques have been used for thousands of years by shamans and by advanced electromagnetic therapists for even the last few hundreds of years, with a huge specific effect on creating healing from various diseases and even from symptoms like pain.
Absolutely. And when you couple what's going on with the iConnect with intent, with focus, amazing things start to happen. But I've had people that call me up and say, is this supposed to lower blood pressure? Because I'm taking less blood pressure medication now. I've had diabetics talk to each other that have iConnects and realize that they're reducing their insulin levels by, 40% or so. And you see, there's a very common model for demonstrating the way we create inflammation in our body, and that's the flight or fight response, which has been popularized over recent years. Something where we, in times past, when we needed to react to the saber-toothed tiger, the body would start to react where it's producing more adrenaline, produces more cortisols and so forth, and it gives us the ability to get out of there fast. But now what we've been talking about today with the emotions and with the cat throwing up on the rug and judging someone's dress, the body doesn't know what to do with these things any different than a saber-toothed tiger. It still creates this stress in the body that creates the adrenaline, that creates the cortisols. And so the body is going through an inflamed state so much of the time, and this adds to our disease, that's going on in our lives, because, it's the inflammation in the arteries that allows the, the cholesterol to stick to the artery. And so we blame the cholesterol, but it goes back to the emotional state of the person, the stress state of the person. And what's going on with the iConnect right now is that it is balancing the body so completely, bringing people into connection where they feel the love that they are inside. They feel the connection to the earth, other human beings, amazing things start happening in their life, and this makes a difference in their health. I mean, directly.
It certainly does, and unfortunately, the time has flown, and I want to thank you so much for being our guest, and people can expect big and beautiful things by incorporating consciousness into their lives and using sacred geometric forms and taking advantage of your 40 or probably more like 50 years of focus, concentration, and research on this area, creating what you might call therapeutic artwork, because it does combine both science, spirit, beauty, art, and is just a major contribution to humanity, in my opinion. So I want to thank you so much for being our guest and for all your excellent work. And people can find out more at metaforms.net. And thank you so much for listening today on Progressive Radio Network to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we're here every week, and we're here 24/7 on the archives. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse. You can always find us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And we hope that you stay healthy.